Have you ever noticed the two occurrences of two little words in Romans? One is in chapter 3, the other is in chapter 10. You don't recall them? Well, here they are. The two words are no difference. No difference. Now, in Romans chapter 3, we read these well-known words, for there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's Romans 3, 22, 23. There is no difference, for all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. These two words, no difference, occur again in Romans, this time chapter 10, verse 12. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Gentile. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. There is no difference as to our condemnation. There is no difference as to salvation. Romans 3 says that there is no difference between men. Now, this may come as a shock to some of us, and we say, why, how can this possibly be true? There's a vast difference between men. Some men are intellectual, others are dumb and ignorant. Some are wealthy, some are poor, some are sick, some are well. Some are of high rank and station and bearing, and others are low and reprobate and ignoble. How do you mean? What do you mean there's no difference? I want to assure you that when God says there is no difference, he isn't thinking, friends, of intellect or social caste or standing. He's thinking of the basic fact that there's no difference between men, that they're all sinners. Some, of course, are worse than others. Some are more vile and profligate. Others are more respectable and restrained. But nevertheless, the fact remains true of all that there is no difference between men. Basically, essentially, they're sinners, and they have come short of the glory of God. Some have come farther short than others, but the fact remains true of all that there is no difference, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. This levels men, you know. If you and I were standing on the top of the Empire State Building in the city of New York, and were peering over the top from the roof 104 stories above the street, we couldn't tell the difference between a man who is 5'6" and 6'4". He wouldn't say. They all seem to be the same from that elevation. God in high heaven looking down sees men all alike guilty and all lost and in need of a Savior. But then in Romans chapter 10, there's the other side of the coin. For we read in verse 12, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Gentile. For the same Lord over all is rich to all that call upon him. Now, this is glorious. There is no difference between the Jew and the Gentile. Well, is it necessary to explain what he means? He doesn't mean that there's no difference in philosophic and religious outlook. That isn't the point at all. It simply means that there is no difference in the attitude of the risen Lord toward men. In other words, he shows no partiality. He's no respecter of persons. There's no difference between the Jew and the Gentile. May I just paraphrase it and say there's no difference between the Roman Catholic and the Protestant. There is no difference between the white and the colored. There's no difference between the rich and the poor. Why? Because it says here the same Lord over all is rich to all that call upon him. You get the point. There is one Lord. There is one great Lord, and he is rich to all that call upon him. It matters not what a person's rank or station or religion or creed or pedigree might be. The same Lord over all is rich. Is rich. R-I-C-H. Rich. Rich to all that call upon him. My, I tell you, this is great. I know some rich men, but they're not... They're not rich to all that call upon them, I can assure you of that. If that were true, then every poor person in the country would be beating a trail to his door. But here is a rich Lord, and he's rich to all that call upon him. It doesn't say that he's rich to all that do their best, and all who are deserving, and all who provide some merit. He's rich to all that call upon him. And so, my friends, it says in the next verse, for whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10, 12, and 13. What do you mean he's rich to all the call? Does it mean he's going to give me a new Cadillac? He's going to give me a better job, a better home, and a better salary? No, it doesn't mean that. It means that he's rich to all in the eternal sense of that word rich. Rich in the real sense. He's rich, my friends, in salvation. You see, he went to the cross and made it possible for us to be saved by the shedding of his blood. And now, as risen from the dead, he wants to make good in your experience and mine the tremendous benefits of his work on the cross. He is rich to all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.